Tibetan Buddhism is a religion with a rich culture that emerged from a wide range of practices, which include the complete scope of the Buddha's teachings from the Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana levels. Different groups belonging to Tibetan Buddhism include the Nyingmapa, founded by Padmasambhava, Kagyupa, founded by Tilopa, Sakyapa, founded by Gongchuk Gyopo and his son Gunga Ninpo, and Galupa, founded by Song Kapa Lobsang Drakpa. The teachings of Tibetan Buddhism puts a focus on the awareness of death and the ephemeral nature of life, leading to diligence in meditation and spiritual practice. Mandalas, prayer flags, and tanka paintings are visual imagery used as reminders for practitioners on the path. One of the renowned masters of this religion is Milarepa. Magician, yogi, poet, hermit, many names have been attributed to this most famous figure of Tibet's history. This Himalayan saint lived from 1052 to 1135, and his story of personal redemption has continued to be an inspiration to many generations. Through songs called Dohas, Milarepa imparted divine teachings on spiritual devotion and wisdom. Today we present to you an excerpt from the holy text of Tibetan Buddhism with the compilation titled 60 Songs of Milarepa, with songs 8 to 9 and 11 to 13.
Song 8. A yogi who had great faith in Milarepa came with other patrons, bringing copious offerings, and they asked Milarepa how he had managed to undergo the trials of his probationship and had exerted himself. Milarepa answered with,
"The six resolutions. When one has lost interest in this world, his faith and longing for the Dharma is confirmed. To relinquish one's home ties is very hard. Only by leaving one's native land can one be immune from anger. It is hard to conquer burning passions towards relatives and close friends. The best way to quench them is to break all associations. One never feels that one is rich enough. Contented, he should wear humble cotton clothes. He may thus conquer much desire and craving.
It is hard to avoid worldly attractions. By adhering to humbleness, longing for vain glory is subdued. It is hard to conquer pride and egotism, so, like the animals, live in the mountains. My dear and faithful patrons, such is the real understanding that stems from perseverance. I wish you all to practice deeds that are meaningful and amass all merits."
Milarepa went out one day for alms, and coming to a meeting of Dharma followers was ridiculed. One of them, however, recognized him and said, "To inspire those attending this meeting, therefore, please now sing for us." In response, Milarepa sang a song.
The Ocean of Samsara. Alas, is not samsara, or cycle of reincarnation, like the sea? Drawing as much water as one pleases, it remains the same without abating. Are not the three precious ones like Mansumaru, that can never be shaken by anyone? Are there bandits invading yogis' cells? Why then do great yogis stay in towns and villages? Are not people craving for rebirth and bardo, or state of existence between death and rebirth? Why then do they cling so much to their disciples? Are woolen clothes in the next life more expensive? Why then do women make so much of them here? Do people fear that samsara, or cycle of reincarnation, may be emptied? Why then do priests and laymen hanker after children? Are you reserving food and drink for your next life? Why then do men and women not give to charity? Is there any misery in heaven above? Why then do so few plan to go there? Is there any joy below in hell? Why then do so many prepare to visit there? Do you not know that all sufferings and lower realms are the result of sins? Surely you know that if you now practice virtue, when death comes, you will have peace of mind and no regrets.
Traveling with his disciples, Milarepa came to Dinrinamar, where he inquired for the name of the outstanding patron. Learning that the physician Yang Ning was a devoted Buddhist, he proceeded to his house, where the physician said, "It is said that Jetsun Milarepa can use anything at hand as a metaphor for preaching. Now, please use the bubbles of water in this ditch before us as a metaphor and give us a discourse." In response, Jetsun sang a song.
The Fleeting Bubbles. I pay homage to my gracious guru. Pray make everyone here think of the Dharma. As he said once, like bubbles is this life, transient and fleeting. In it no assurance can be found. A layman's life is like a thief who sneaks into an empty house. Know you not the folly of it? Youth is like a summer flower. Suddenly it fades away. Old age is like a fire spreading through the fields. Suddenly 'tis at your heels. The Buddha once said, "Birth and death are like sunrise and sunset. Now come, now go. Sickness is like a little bird wounded by a sling. Know you not, health and strength will in time desert you? Death is like an oil-dry lamp after its last flicker. Nothing, I assure you, in this world is permanent. Evil karma is like a waterfall, which I have never seen flow upward. A sinful man is like a poisonous tree. If you lean on it, you will injured be. Transgressors are like frost-bitten peas. Like spoiled fat, they ruin everything."
Dharma practitioners are like peasants in the field. With caution and vigor, they will be successful. The guru is like medicine and nectar. Relying on him, one will win success. Discipline is like a watchman's tower. Observing it, one will attain accomplishment. The law of karma is like samsara's cycle of reincarnation wheel. Whoever breaks it will suffer a great loss. Samsara, cycle of reincarnation, is like a poisonous thorn in the flesh. If not pulled out, the poison will increase and spread. The coming of death is like the shadow of a tree at sunset. It runs fast and none can halt it. When that time comes, what else can help but holy Dharma? Though Dharma is the font of victory, those who aspire to it are rare. Scores of men are tangled in the miseries of samsara, cycle of reincarnation. Into this misfortune born, they strive by plunder and theft for gain. He who talks on Dharma with elation is inspired, but when a task is set him, he is wrecked and lost. Dear patrons, do not talk too much, but practice the holy Dharma.
This is indeed very helpful to my mind, commented the physician, but please preach still further for me on the truth of karma and the suffering of birth, old age, illness and death, thus enabling me to gain a deeper conviction in Buddha Dharma In response, the Jetsons sang, "Please listen to these words, dear friends here assembled. When you are young and vigorous, you ne'er think of old age coming, but it approaches slow and sure, like a seed growing underground. When you are strong and healthy, you ne'er think of sickness coming, but it descends with sudden force, like a stroke of lightning. When involved in worldly things, you ne'er think of death's approach. Quick it comes like thunder, crashing round your head. Sickness, old age, and death ever meet each other as do hands and mouth, waiting for his prey in ambush. Yama, or Lord of Hell, is ready for his victim when disaster catches him."
Sparrows fly in single file. Like them, life, death, and bardo, state of existence between death and rebirth, follow one another. Never apart from you are these three visitors. Thus thinking, fear you not your sinful deeds? Like strong arrows in ambush waiting, rebirth in hell, as hungry ghost or beast, is the destiny waiting to catch you. If once into their traps you fall, hard will you find it to escape. Do you not fear the miseries you experienced in the past? Surely you will feel much pain if misfortunes attack you. The woes of life succeed one another like the sea's incessant waves. One has barely passed before the next one takes its place. Until you are liberated, pain and pleasure come and go at random, like passers-by encountered in the street. Pleasures are precarious, like bathing in the sun. Transient, too, are snowstorms which come without warning. Remembering these things, why not practice the Dharma?
Rechungpa, after returning from India, had contracted the disease of pride, and in various ways Milarepa tried to cure him. As his disciple required food, they went for alms, but were abused by an old woman who declared that she had no food. The next morning they found her dead, and Milarepa said, "Rechungpa, like this woman, every sentient being is destined to die, but seldom do people think of this fact. So they lose many opportunities to practice the Dharma. Both you and I should remember this incident and learn a lesson from it." Whereupon he sang
the song of transiency and delusion. When the transience of life strikes deeply into one's heart, one's thoughts and deeds will naturally accord with Dharma. If repeatedly and continuously one thinks about death, one can easily conquer the demons of laziness. No one knows when death will descend upon him, just as this woman last night. Rechungpa, do not be harsh, and listen to your guru. Behold, all manifestations in the outer world are ephemeral, like a dream last night. One feels utterly lost in sadness when one thinks of this passing dream. Rechungpa, have you completely awakened from this great puzzlement? Oh, the more I think of this, the more I aspire to Buddha and the Dharma. The pleasure-yearning human body is an ungrateful creditor. Whatever good you do to it, it always plants the seeds of pain. This human body is a bag of filth and dirt. Never be proud of it, Rechungpa, but listen to my song.
When I look back at my body, I see it as a mirage city. Though I may sustain it for a while, it is doomed to extinction. When I think of this, my heart is filled with grief. Rechungpa, would you not cut off samsara, or cycle of reincarnation? Oh, the more I think of this, the more I think of Buddha and the Dharma. A vicious person can never attain happiness. Errant thoughts are the cause of all regrets. Bad dispositions are the cause of all miseries. Never be voracious, Rechungpa, but listen to my song. When I look back at my clinging mind, it appears like a short-lived sparrow in the woods, homeless and with nowhere to sleep. When I think of this, my heart is filled with grief. Rechungpa, will you let yourself indulge in ill will? Oh, the more I think of this, the more I aspire to Buddha and the Dharma.
Human life is as precarious as a single slim hair of a horse's tail hanging on the verge of breaking. It may be snuffed out at any time, like this old woman was last night. Do not cling to this life, Rishangpa, but listen to my song. When I observe inwardly my breathings, I see they are transient, like the fog. They may vanish any moment into naught. When I think of this, my heart is filled with grief. Rishangpa, do you not want to conquer that insecurity now? Oh, the more I think of this, the more I aspire to Buddha and the Dharma. To be close to wicked kinsmen only causes hatred. The case of this old woman is a very good lesson. Rishangpa, stop your wishful thinking and listen to my song.
When I look at friends and consorts, they appear as passers-by in the bazaar. Meeting with them is only temporary, but separation is forever. When I think of this, my heart is filled with grief. Rishangpa, do you not want to cast aside all worldly associations? Oh, the more I think of this, the more I think of Buddha and the Dharma. A rich man seldom enjoys the wealth that he has earned. This is the mockery of karma and samsara, or cycle of reincarnation. Money and jewels gained through stinginess and toil are like this old woman's bag of food. Do not be covetous, Rishangpa, but listen to my song. When I look at the fortunes of the rich, they appear to me like honey to the bees. Hard work, serving only for others' enjoyment, is the fruit of their labor. When I think of this, my heart is filled with grief. Rishangpa, do you not want to open the treasury within your mind? Oh, the more I think of this, the more I aspire to Buddha and his teachings.
We thank you for your presence today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned for Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your days be graced with love, blessings, and bliss from heaven.